So the end game, the highest version of the Scorpio, is a phoenix. It's reborn. So there's this process of death and of letting go. Welcome to the Isla Podcast. My name is Nisa. I'm an intuitive guide, mentor, energy reader, and creator of soul-based courses to lead you to your highest self. I'm here to help guide you back to that inner knowing, purpose, creativity, inner child, heart, and light. Are you ready? Hello, my loves. Whew. I know. I think I said this last time, you guys, but I know it's been a hot minute since I've been back here with you. And before I jump into all the stuff that my brain was just going to share with you guys, how are you? How are we doing? How are we feeling? The day that I'm recording this is Sunday, April 25th. Can you guys believe that we're already at the end of April? How crazy is that? It's just madness. But, you know, it's been quite the month. And I will just say that I haven't been on here with my consistent cadence of once a week, every Tuesday. And that's going to change. The reason for that is, my loves, we have just had tremendous growth in the community, in the Seek Isla community, especially this month. And it's been so incredible to see how quickly the community has just grown and to meet all you incredible new beauties, especially those in our Facebook group. That is where I'm super active every day. And it's been amazing to see you babes be so active. And it's all just been amazing. It's all been growth. And it's also showed me that I didn't quite have the infrastructure in place to support how much and how quickly we've grown in the last couple of weeks. And so the reason I'm sharing this with you babes is because this week, starting this week, so from the 26th into the 1st of May, I am taking time from being live within my group and the community and doing podcasts and things like that and Instagram so that I can work on the back end of things, because I've been working on a lot of really, really exciting stuff for you babes, including new programs, some other stuff I'm not going to talk about yet. And you've heard me mention a couple of times retreats. That's on the docket coming up. We're going to have a local one in Colorado first, and then we're going international, somewhere tropical. I'm going to keep the lips sealed for now on that one, but I've had several of you babes asking me about that. So yes, there will be one in a tropical location in a few months' time. So lots of exciting things happening here on Team Isla. And our team is growing too, which is really, really exciting. And that's just meant that, you know, I really need to take some space away from being live and super active and just in that present energetic exchange with you babes for, I'm going to start with a week and see, just while I get all this infrastructure into place, because I have so much exciting stuff that I'm working on for you babes, and I cannot wait to share it with you. So that's a little bit about what's been going on with me. All good stuff, all incredible learning and growing opportunities. And it's just time that, you know, we sit down and get everything into place, because I know that the community is just blowing up right now, and I want to be able to continue to support and hold space for as many of you as want to be a part of it. So that's a little bit about what's been going on with me. So my loves, I'm hopping in, recording this on a Sunday. I usually spend Sunday nights just totally offline by myself. It's my me time. It's my reflection time, getting ready for the week. And I wanted to hop on here because I was just feeling it. I felt like I needed to record this episode. And I think the hugest, the largest reason that I am feeling this, my loves, is because of this insane moon that we have tomorrow. This insane moon, okay? I want to chat with you babes about it a little bit, okay? Today's episode is going to be super informal. We're just going to be chatting. I want to talk to you about the energetics of this moon, and I'm also going to do a collective reading for you babes live on here. So we can just tune into what's going on. If you guys are not yet in the Facebook group, I would love to invite you to join me there because I do these types of readings live in the group every week. I do free one-on-one readings for you guys in the group every Wednesday. So it's just super fun stuff. If you guys have ever wanted a reading or to just connect with me in a live space, you can totally do that in the group. I'm in there all the time live. There's free workshops, moon circles, things like that. It's so much fun. So come join us there. I'll leave a link in the show notes as always. And without further ado, babes, let's just dive right into all the things. All right, my loves, I feel like to start off this episode, I'm going to need you to take a big breath with me because, oh mama, has the energy been insane this last week? Maybe a week and a half for some of us. So wherever you are, I invite you to just take a moment. If you can do so safely, like if you're not driving, close your eyes with me. I would invite you to actually for this one, put one hand on your heart, one hand on your belly, maybe both hands on your heart, wherever you need a little extra love. Let's just exhale all our air together now. We'll fill up to a count of four. Pausing at the top and gently releasing. Beautiful. Pause at the bottom. Let's take another one like that. Breathe in. Pausing at the top and gently release. Beautiful, you guys. Mama, I don't know about you babes, but I have been seriously tested this last week, and I've definitely had some trigger moments. I am human. I am very much a mentor and a guide and an intuitive and a medium and a channel, all those things, and I'm also human, and so I still get these tests. I always get these tests. Not always, but I do still get these tests. And this week was one of those. And, you know, it really came to show me, my loves, how kind of disconnected I'd been. And this is what I was talking about before, why I'm really taking some time away from being live in the community this next week, because I was just so kind of overloaded getting torn in so many different directions with the growth, which has all been amazing, that I was just very out of tune with the natural cycles that I'm in tune with, specifically the moon. I'm very, very aligned and in tune with the moon cycle. And I was just wondering what was happening, that I was just, you know, not sleeping well, having crazy dreams, being super restless, super feisty, getting tested. And, you know, I'm like, oh my goodness, it's a full moon, duh. Oh, also, it's a super moon. Oh, also, it's in Scorpio. And it's a pink moon. Okay, there's just so, and it's a full moon. I don't know if I already said that. But there's just so many things happening. And so, my loves, I just want to connect with you, babes, and chat with you about it. Because if you've been feeling it, and I've talked with my community live in the group a lot about this last week, and I would say 99% of the women were feeling it, I just want to let you know that you're not alone. And we're going to talk about what's going on. Because lots and lots of things are happening. So the last 2 weeks energetically, here's what's been happening. And I've talked about this a lot in the community as well. There has been this sensation of an energetic ramp up pretty much since, I would say, the first full week of April. So that's like the 5th. So pretty much from like the 5th to the 19th, I was just talking to the group, you know, we're in this energetic ramp up. We're leveling up. We're being invited to level up. All the lessons we've been moving through and everything we've been working through and all the hard growth we've been doing, the healing and the incredible, just all of it is working towards this level up that I think a lot of us are going to see come to fruition in June. That was the first energetic peak that I was feeling. And there was another one coming in September. And so this June one, the last especially week, I was feeling for myself and for the babes in the community and the collective, that the sensation of going upwards was kind of being challenged by these moments or events that were pushing us down, so to speak. So if you would imagine it as kind of a visual of ramping up, and then you kind of get shoved down a level, right? So if you think about stairs, it's like this beautiful 45 degree angle up, and then you drop down a stairs, and then you go up again, and then you drop down a stairs. For others, they experience a sensation as like waves, feeling lots of highs and lots of lows. And others also just had an even more dramatic sensation they were feeling in the community, which was more of a yo-yoing energy. So wherever you are on that spectrum or in those categories, I just want to let you know it's all normal, and you probably felt that just really concentrated and magnified this last week from April 19th or so to now. And that's because this past week we've been ramping up energetically towards this full moon. So let's talk for a minute about what full moons are all about. So full moons are a really beautiful opportunity to release energetically. We really release after the full moon, but the full moon is there to really illuminate the things in our lives that we need to release, that aren't working, that are holding us back, that are weighing us down. So things like that, right? They also really illuminate oftentimes our shadow. So that's where you see yourself getting triggered. That's stuff in your shadow self, okay? And if you don't know what your shadow self is, it's really just the parts of you that you don't accept, or you're ashamed of, or you're fearful of, or that society has made you feel ashamed or fearful or embarrassed of. It's really the parts of ourselves that we, kind of sweep under the rug, so to speak, and hide in the shadows. That's why it's called shadow self. And so full moons are really an opportunity to just check in and see, okay, here we are at another cycle, the end of another cycle. What worked? What didn't work? What can I let go of? What can I adjust? And so that's what full moons are. And if you think about just even the energetics from the illumination point of a moon, new moons are dark. It's when the moon is at its lowest peak. We're meant to really spend that time going inward, internally, going into our inner world or our inner landscape. It's not an external event. It's an internal event. We're really checking in. We're thinking about what we want to manifest with this new cycle. And full moons, are just this illuminated period where the moon is at its peak brightness, its peak energetic point. So for those of you who are very in tune with it or very affected by it, I'm sure that you've noticed the last few days it's been not the greatest sleep. You've probably been restless, having crazy dreams, and that's really just because the energetics of the moon are, really at reaching their pinnacle point. Okay, so let's talk about this full moon. Okay. Lots of things happening here, my loves. There's just layers on layers on layers. So we have a full moon. We talked about that. Full moons are here to help us illuminate, see the things we need to release, work on, let go of, accept, whatnot. We also have the fact that it's a full moon in Scorpio, okay? So Scorpio, I want you guys to think to what's happening in nature. This is in the Northern Hemisphere, but what happens in nature when we're in Scorpio season, right? It's fall, it's winter, it's that kind of cusp. So it's all about death. It's all about shedding and dying and letting things go. Like think about a tree. It's letting it, the leaves are dying, they're crumpling up. They don't need the leaves anymore. They have to release them so they can hibernate in the fall or in the winter and then be ready for the spring to really bloom. So Scorpio is really a sign of shedding and dying so that you can be reborn. Scorpio, one of its other forms is a phoenix. So that's really the life progression of Scorpio and the energy of it. And it's really about, like I said, dying, letting go of so we can be reborn. Okay. It's the only sign in the zodiac that has like three different signs and stages within its evolution. It goes from the, just for a little fun side effect, the evolution is from a scorpion to an eagle to a phoenix. So the end game, the highest version of the Scorpio is a phoenix. It's reborn, right? So there's this process of death and of letting go. And if I want you also to think about the energy of a Scorpio, so of a scorpion, scorpions, they have their stingers, right? And their stingers are deadly and they're powerful and they can sting others, but they can also sting and kill themselves. So this is really a process of, are you going to let go of the things that are hurting yourself, or are you going to hurt yourself by holding on to them? Can you let go of that stinging process so that you can rise up, be the eagle, have that foresight, have that perspective with this full moon? Think about the light of the full moon illuminating, eagle eye view, bird's eye view, so that you can release these things that are holding you back, that are getting in the way, that are weighing you down, so you can rise as your highest self, as the highest version of yourself, as the phoenix. Can you let yourself die so that you can be reborn? That is really what the energy of this moon is asking us to do. Can you just die one more time? Can you just shed everything that is just not working and just die again? So you can be reborn in fire, in strength, in power. Okay? So full moon in Scorpio, that's what we got with that. We also have a pink moon, which just speaks to the seasonality of when the moon is happening. And then we have this moon as being a super moon. Okay, this is our first super moon of this year. And really what that means is it's just everything is magnified. The moon is larger. The energetics of it are larger. We're going to feel them more. And so that's why, you know, if you are someone that feels the impacts of the moon, maybe you feel it, you know, 1 to 3 days prior to the full moon really reaching its peak. That's why we're really feeling this full moon for at least a week before, because it's just a big, juicy mama. Like, it is coming in hot, you guys. So lots and lots of layers going on here, okay? So again, the energy of this moon is really an invitation to shed, to die again once more, last time, really last time before the spring and the summer really fully take bloom, so that we can just rise as our highest selves, as the phoenix. So some things to think about with this moon, and I would invite you babes to look at these as journal prompts, are what secrets have you been keeping from yourself, right? This is shadow. What's hiding in your shadow? What are you hiding in your shadow? What secrets have you been keeping from yourself? What fears have you been hiding? What limiting beliefs are still holding you back or are holding you back, okay? A few things to chew over with this moon. So my loves, if you're listening to this tonight or tomorrow or even the next day, I want to invite you to our first full moon circle of the year. I used to host these all the time and we just got, you know, so carried away, so wonderfully carried away with our mentorship containers. This was something we paused for a while and the community's been asking for it back. So this is our first moon circle of 2021, and it's the full moon and it's a super full moon. I think this is a wonderful way for us to kick off the year, but I would love to invite you to our full moon circle in Scorpio. It's a moon circle and a workshop. It's happening this Monday, April 26th at 5:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. That's 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And this is both a moon circle and a workshop. So we're really going to be moving through a workshop on the energetics of this powerful super pink full moon in Scorpio. We're going to go even deeper than what I'm just talking with you guys about on the podcast. We are going to tap into a wonderfully hypnotic meditation to tap into your soul and your subconscious to help guide you to what you need to release. So I think a lot of us are, we know what we need to release or what we're afraid of or holding on to so tightly. Some of us just don't want to admit it to ourselves. And so this meditation will really allow you to relax and allow that subconscious and shadow self to come forward so that we know, okay, yeah, I know, I got it. This is what I need to let go of. We're also going to move through a powerful releasing ceremony to release those things that we need to actually release. You babes are going to work through some journal prompts, some intention setting once we clear out, breath work. I'm going to give you guys some nourishing rituals to support you outside of this workshop. And it's a moon circle, so it's going to open and close with a powerful intention ceremony. It's a really sacred space with the incredible women and souls in the Seek Isla community. And I will also just say that if you can't attend at that time and you want to still do it, or you can't come Monday, you hear this on Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday, and you're like, wow, I want to join, but it's too late. It is not too late, my love. Anybody who buys a ticket to this workshop in Moon Circle will automatically receive the replay. And I will say with full moons, I generally advise that you babes do your rituals within ideally the first 24 to 48 hours. But since this is a super moon and we're going to feel the impacts of this much more intently, I think it's totally fine if you babes want to do this on Wednesday or Thursday or Friday. I think you have plenty of time, honestly, with the energy of this moon to still tap in and release. And I will say too, my loves, that all the women who do these workshops, whether or not it's with this full moon, just the intention of creating that hour for yourself to come, to breathe with us, to work on some journal prompts, to just enter into that safe space, to really nourish yourself and let your guard down and just really nurture yourself in this way too and heal and release, is something you can do at any time. So if you hear this and it's been a week or day or couple days, grab the workshop still. I promise you're going to feel so much lighter after, so much more free and open and just nurtured and healed. So I'm going to put a link for that in the show notes. Again, don't stress if you can't make it live. I will also tell you that most of our babes are not in the same time zone as me. Everybody's all around the world, in Australia, in Europe, in South America, in Africa, in Canada, in Mexico, I mean, Asia, we have women everywhere. So do not stress, my love, about missing this live. We'll still be there with you in spirit. So if this is something that's calling to you, I would invite you to grab a ticket for that. Tickets are $33.33. And like I said, all the babes who buy the workshop ticket and the moon circle, the ticket for the workshop and the moon circle will automatically get the replay. So don't you stress your pretty little heads about it. Okay. So babes, that's a little bit about the energetics of what's going on with this moon. So if you've been feeling this, it's all normal. It's a big one. So I really invite you babes to just be extra gentle with yourselves. Cry, take a nap. I was actually talking with one of my good friends about this, that, you know, honestly, sometimes you just need to cry, take a bath or a shower, and go tuck yourself in early for bed. And that will solve a lot of things. So if you've been feeling the impacts, the heaviness, the magnitude of this full moon, let yourself have a nice cry. Scorpio is also a water sign. It's connected to our emotions. And there's a lot of things that we really need to be releasing emotionally as well. Water is an incredible vehicle to do that. So drink lots of water, get yourself in some water, into a beautiful Epsom salt bath, tuck yourself in, have a good cry. It's all good. It's all good. It's all part of the process. Okay, my babes. So let's talk reading. I did a collective reading for the babes this week in, Thursday in the group, just to see what was going on. Because there was some, like I said, there's been some big mama energy. And so today is Sunday, April 25th. I'm going to pull some cards and do a reading on just kind of what we can expect over these next couple of days, extending out possibly through the remainder of this following week. So into the first day of May, which is so crazy. How are we already at May? So let's tune into that. All right, my loves, this time I muted us while I was shuffling because it came out so loud on the audio last time. So let's look in. Let's tune in. Right now I am working with the Oracle deck, Work Your Light by Rebecca Campbell, for anyone who's going to ask. It is such a stunning deck. And this is another reason I would highly encourage you babes to come join us in the Facebook group, because I want to be able to show you guys how beautiful these cards are when I read for you during the week. So first card, I wanted to see what's going to come up for us the next, specifically, really 2 to 3 days, and then we'll see some lasting impact of this. So what's going to come up, which I'm just laughing looking at this card right now, is mirror. So who or what is triggering you? Who or what is triggering you? I'm laughing because it's just, the spirit has been so loud this week, as have been my guides and angels, and this card came up every time I asked this question, and also just in individual readings for clients, one-on-one sessions, and for me as well. And so who or what is triggering you? This past week, the 19th to the 25th, has been an insane week for triggers and ups and downs. I will tell you, babes, that I have been in circumstances that used to just, you know, there's just those little things that just kind of stress you out. I have been in those circumstances, those things that just get under your skin. I've had a lot of those tests this week, and I've been proud to say that I have passed them or done much better than I have in the past. And what I wanted to say before too, which I'm not sure that I did, is that I talked about this energy of a leveling up, right? These tests are here because the universe is saying, hey, you've been working on this. You've been hibernating. You've been healing. You've been doing the work. You feel it. You're about to level up. I'm giving you the sensation of that. You're going to get a little teaser. That's this feeling of leveling up, of ramping up this energy the last 2 weeks. Now I'm going to test you. How bad do you want it? How badly do you want to feel amazing every day, empowered, aligned, authentic, your highest self, healed, nurtured, nourished? How badly do you want that? That new job, that new relationship, that new level of being, how bad do you want it? Because that's what's happening, especially with this especially with this full moon, is we are being tested. It's like tested with all these little things, and then anything else, that just those deep, deep, deep things that we've buried, that we don't want to face, are going to be illuminated with this full moon to say, hey, this is the last great frontier of what's holding you back for this next level of your life. This is the last frontier for this chapter of your life. Are you ready to face it? Are you ready to acknowledge it so that you can reach your next level? So really pay attention, babes, these next especially 3 days. Who or what is triggering you? I guarantee these are old tests that you are seeing again and again. So are you ready? Are you ready to pass them? Okay. So next thing, my loves, is how can we, what can we focus on? The next question I ask the deck is, what can we really focus on this next, especially couple of days in this week? And that is answer the call. What is your soul calling you to do? So babes, I keep talking about this level up, okay? There's this sensation of leveling up. And you're trying to answer the call for what your soul is calling you to do. And there are things that get in the way, right? No one ever said it would be easy. Nobody ever said that, right? But it'll be worth it. So I want you, as you are working through these challenging, testing times, to remember that these are really here to show you the opportunities. These triggers are mirrors to you to show you the opportunities that you still have to grow, where you need to heal. And at the same time, you're also being asked, like, what do you actually want? Here's your level up. Here are your tests. What is it that you want? So that when you pass them and you have this unblocked road in front of you, this beautiful road leading to your next beautiful frontier, wherever that is, you have that space energetically inviting you in. The universe is supporting you. You've overcome those obstacles. Are you going to do what your soul wants? Are you going to answer the call? So this full moon, I think, is especially powerful at, like I said, illuminating what we need to release, what we need to focus on healing, on nurturing, and also getting really clear on what we want to call in for this next chapter. Because as full moons invite us to release, we're clearing out space. And when you clear out space, you are allowing there to be, you're creating space so that you can allow something new to come in. So what is this new energy, new life, new you, new being, new way that you want to call in for your soul? What is that? So take this time to not only think about what you want to release, but what you want to call in. Because when you release, you're going to have space to call that in. So get really, really clear on what that is, okay? All right, my loves. And then last thing, how to really just nurture ourselves and understand, and just give ourselves compassion. One thing we can do to support that is the card we pulled is the Age of Light. And the message with this card is that you've been training for this for lifetimes. So this test, what's going to come up, you've been training for this not only in this lifetime, but in your former lives, your former soul lives. So just remember that when things get tough, you've got this. You've been training for this, right? I just pulled two other cards as well, my loves. And it's interesting. These are cards that are coming up a lot during my readings and sessions with you, babes. And one of them was Akasha. Your guidance is divinely guided. And the other one was Pillar of Light. Your vibration is rising. You are the oracle. So a big thing that I want to... These last three cards are ones that have come up a lot. You've been training for this for lifetimes. Your guidance is divinely guided and your vibration is rising. You're the oracle. We're really being invited to this next level of our, not only of ourselves, but of the collective. And so these tests, like I said, are here to mirror to us what we still need to heal, to nurture, to love, to grow, so that we can increase our vibration, so that we can be on the vibrational frequency of what we are trying to call in, what our soul truly wants. So there's lots of little moving pieces here, but they all ultimately come together to paint this beautiful picture of this level up that I keep talking to you babes about, okay? I am getting told to tell you guys as well, this is something... If you're not in the Facebook group, again, I'm gonna plug here to join it, because the other week, when was it? Last week, I believe it was Wednesday. Babes, I will tell you a little story. Last Wednesday, I was woken up so many times by spirit. It was insane. I just was woken up again and again and again, and it was like spirit was like not letting me go to bed. And what ultimately happened was spirit essentially came and dropped an entire new program into my mind. It was like, they need this right now. Your babes need this right now. And the babes who need this are going to know that they need it. And I was like, all right, spirit, hang on. So like sitting there half asleep trying to jot all this stuff down. Now, my loves, I'm in the middle or about to be in the middle of launching two programs. I was not intending by any means to be launching a third. And this came in so strongly. And there's a couple different reasons why it's been made clear to me since that happened, why spirit really kept me up and was incessant about this program getting launched ASAP. Because one, this leveling up that I've been talking about energetically this last, you know, almost month now, this last 3 weeks or so, this leveling up that we're being invited to do, and what I just read to you guys as well. What is your soul calling for? Are you going to answer the call? Are you going to pass these tests so that you can reach the next level of your soul, of your journey, of yourself? So that's one reason why this program was just so quickly like dropped into my head, like, you got to get this out to the babes. The next reason too, my loves, is because we're in Taurus season right now, and Taurus is all about, you know, earthly pleasures and very strongly tied to Venus, which is all about beauty and luxury. And it was really a call to think about, what is your most delicious life of your dreams feel like? What does it look like? What is the essence of it? What does it taste like? Like, to really look at your life from this perspective, like a central perspective of just feeling it from every central point of view, the smell, the visuals, the taste, the touch, all of it, so that you could really manifest this life that you want. So this level up, that's what the program ended up being called, the level up. It's time to level up. You're supported by spirit. What does this most delicious life of your dreams feel like? What does it look like? It's time, okay? So my loves, I just want to quickly, I was not planning to do this, but I was told to quickly share this with you, because there's one of you, I'm getting that there's one specifically of you listening now that's meant to do this program as well. And this was something I had only opened up to my Facebook community, kept this very private. This was not something that was launched. But I was told that there were specific women who needed to hear it and would jump immediately. And that's what's happened. And I'm being told now that one of those other women, one of the last ones before I close this program, is listening to this episode. So just pay attention to what you're feeling right now as you hear this. Really quickly, what this journey is. This level up, this program dropped to me, channeled to me by spirit, when I was sleeping, is all about leveling up. It's about really calling in that most delicious version in life of your dreams, answering the calling of your soul, feeling it in every possible sense. So in the first week of this program together, my loves, we discover what your soul wants in the season of your life. We go in deep. We understand what's the pleasure of your soul in this Taurus delicious energy. What does your soul want? Week two, we clear out space. We can't call in the new of what we want without clearing out that space. So week two is all about releasing what's holding you back. We dive in, we recover, we realize, we uncover what's holding you back. We take your energy back. We go through some energetic recovery exercises, cord cutting, karmic releases, so you can release those things that are holding you back. Week three is all about the vision and energetically scripting your future. This is one of my favorite weeks in this because this is something that I actually do personally in my practice as well. It's a really, really fun one. Week four, I love as well. It's all about creating rituals to support this new iteration of your life, this new level, this level up. So rituals are different than routines. You know, routines are things you brush your teeth. Brushing your teeth is a routine. Eating at the same time every day is a routine. Rituals are really there to support your soul, your pursuits, your pleasure in a really juicy way that's very nourishing to your soul and your spirit and your heart and your mind. So that's what week four is about, is creating those for you. Morning, night, moon rituals, the whole shebang. Week five is all about soul embodiment, embodying this next level of your soul. And we also work through boundaries. We look at what your boundaries look like, so that you can hold them strongly, confidently, and with love to hold this vision and embodiment of your future soul safe. It's a really important week as well. Okay. What does this look like? 5 60-minute calls once a week. You get a private mini one-on-one reading session with me. These are super potent. There's meditations, workshops, journal prompts, breathwork, somatic energy work and healing, hypnotic visualizations, and weekly homework to support you outside of the sessions. Okay. Again, I'm not opening this up to the general public. I'm not doing this as a long launch or writing a page to give you all the details, because Spirit told me that the women and the souls who know they're supposed to be in this are going to know it instantly. They'll know. So if that's you, girl, I want you to send me a message. Send me a message to hello@seekayla.com. I'll put this in the show notes as well. Okay. And I want you to know you're hearing this in divine timing. So if this is calling to you, you're getting chills, you're like, oh my goodness, yeah, this is a program for me. Let's chat, because this is closing very, very soon. All right, my loves. So again, I was not planning on going there today, but Spirit said, there's one more of you babes who's supposed to be in this. So I want to make sure that I talk directly to you, you beautiful soul who knows who you are. All right, my loves. So Let me know how this episode resonated for you. I hope to see you at our moon workshop or on the replay. If you want to come and release with us, it's going to be powerful. I cannot wait to see you babes and move through this work together. It's going to be so healing and just wonderful. I hope that you will all take some time to just really move slowly through your weeks. Be gentle with yourselves. Have a good cry. Have a good nap. Tuck yourself in early. Take a bath. And just send yourself some extra love this week, because it's a powerful one and it's going to be very illuminating. But you know what? Once we move through it and we approach it with an open heart and honestly and brave, from a brave place, the level up that awaits us and that awaits you on the other side is so worth it. All right, my loves. So that is it for today's episode. If you like this episode, please share it with a friend, subscribe. Please take a moment to leave a 5-star review and a couple words on Apple Podcasts. You can scroll to the bottom and do that there. I've had so many babes lately trying to leave reviews and they all have Androids. It's kind of a problem. But You guys, it just means so much, and it really helps get the word out, and it helps this podcast reach other incredible women like you who also just need the support and this word, these words and this community. So thank you so much for being a part of it, for being a part of this growth, this huge season of growth we're in. I would love to have you in the Facebook group if you're looking for community. We always do free weekly readings in there and workshops and just so much juicy stuff. And I'm in there live with you guys all the time. So it'd be wonderful to connect face to face. If you're interested in that leveling up, if you are interested in leveling up with that level up with a spirit channeled program, again, shoot me an email at hello@seekhilo.com and let's chat. I cannot wait. I'm so excited for the babes who already joined and to support them in this next chapter of their soul growth and journeys. It's going to be amazing. I love you all so much. I'm sending you such a big hug. Be gentle with yourselves this week. Drink lots of water. Take your time. Feel it all. That's the experience of being human, right? And I will talk to you babes very soon.